On Michigan Ag Today, Bart Marshall joins us, field sales representative covering the southern 15 counties of Michigan, and it's good to have you on board with us today, Bart. Michigan soybean crop, according to USDA, at 62% good to excellent in the latest report. 71% of the corn crop gets that rating. Just in general terms, in your area, does that seem to jive with what you see?
Yes, Andy. Hey, so it's been a bumpy weather kind of spring. You know, we've had a lot of heavy intermittent rainfalls, so the crop was a little sketchy getting put in and getting applications on the crop of herbicides to get things controlled, which we're still in the process of. But in the last week to 10 days, the heat, we've had a little bit of drought stress here in southern Michigan for a little while, and that caused some nice rooting down of a lot of the crops. It causes or has caused the wheat crop to come early. We're going to be looking at an early wheat harvest, which is pretty unique for this part of the country. But the crop health and the growth, everything is reaching what we call the vegetative stage, which is where everything really starts to grow fast. And that's an exciting time, but it's also stressful for farmers because the windows of application of herbicides get closed quickly. As the crop gets taller, fewer and fewer and fewer products can be applied over the top to get control of late, last-minute escapes. We've had struggles with a giant ragweed control. We've had struggles trying to kill thistles. We've had some insects pop up with black cutworm and some slugs and some grubs. And so it's just hard to address all of those pests here at the last minute as the crop gets to the point that it will be mostly too tall for a lot of the tools farmers like to have to spray.
But are your farmers out there addressing those? I'm assuming there's plenty of activity to be seen.
Oh, yes. So everyone's running around with their sprayers, picking and choosing and trying to get in and finish up here. It's, I don't want to use the word frantic, but everyone is very busy and trying to get all their bases covered. You know, we've got, like I mentioned, we've got this early wheat crop, which is unique to Michigan. We don't do double crop soybeans in Michigan very often and have much success, meaning that we have enough yield at the end of it to really make it worth our while. Well, we've got early wheat and we've got moisture, and those two things together mean that we could see a decent crop of double crop beans if we can get them in the ground and get them planted here in the next 10 days. So if we can get wheat harvest behind us and get soybeans planted, you know, maybe we could get a 40 or 45 bushel double crop soybean crop in the ground. It would be a nice shot to the budget in a good way for a lot of growers to be able to put a little profit in their pocket at the last minute here if we can get the wheat out of the fields and into the bins.
Absolutely. We do know another predator, tar spot, is present in cornfields here in the Corn Belt. What about southern Michigan? Any reports of that?
Oh, yes. It's not blowing up yet. Experts that we work with will say that it can be in the corn plant for 2 weeks before you actually see it and can identify it. And I think, you know, with the reports that are coming out of northern Indiana, essentially across the state line from Michigan, that they've got, and we have some limited reports of tar spot showing up. It's going to be on the top of everyone's mind. There's guys that have, you know, I would encourage farmers, if they haven't got their fungicides purchased, start talking to your retailers or your airplanes, whoever you use, and start getting prepared for a potential shot of at least one shot of a fungicide here in the next 10 to 14 days, if you could ever get it to line up. If we have high humidity, Andy, then and 70 degrees, 70 to low 80 degree temperatures, and we have a lot of high humidity, this could get some wheels under it pretty fast and take off on us. If we get a couple temperature swings, you know, if it either gets really hot or if we got a couple 3 or 4 50 degree nights, that really takes the punch out of any kind of pathogen that's trying to grow and develop and take off and start to grow quickly itself. So if we can get more outside of this 70 degree temperature range, or we get the humidity to drop down lower, it'll slow it down. And it won't. We've had tar spot show up early like this before, but haven't had the weather to make it explode. But right now, high humidity, 70 to 80 degrees, we're going to see it really start to take off if the weather doesn't help us out here some.
All right. You've covered a lot of ground, Bart, all on your own. Nice job. Anything else you'd like to send along to farmers as they watch that corn and soybean crop get going?
I would just finally say that there's a lot of innovation that's coming out of companies still today, despite of all the things that are happening out there. And be sure and be reaching out and talking to people about some of those tools. There's some new traits, the RNAi technology for rootworm control. There's plots around the states. Get into those plots, take a look at them. There's short corn out there. We have the Preceon Smart Corn System. Other companies have short corn. Get out there and take a look at those plots, because when we get these high winds, products like short corn aren't going to green snap and break off. And we think there's a lot of a promise and a lot of opportunity for these crazy, as this weather gets more crazy, to look at a tool like Smart Corn to be planting out there and having more success with in terms of being able to harvest a viable corn crop. So I would encourage you guys to keep looking and looking at for where the innovative plots are, and get a look at some of those tools for the future.
And just to be clear, Smart Corn is not something you can control with an app.
No, not yet anyway. Not yet anyway, Andy. You know, things are moving pretty fast, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
So,
all right. But the crop overall, you're pretty happy with the way it looks.
Yes, we're very happy, and we're very blessed, and we cross our fingers that the weather continues to cooperate.
All right. Well, let's make it a good growing season the rest of the way. Bart Marshall, Channel Seeds, great update today. We appreciate it, Bart.
Thank you so much, Andy. Thanks for all the work you do.